So, why did you return to Earth?
I returned to Earth to see the sea.
To see the sea?
To see the sea, and all the fishes that there be within the sea. I brought my cameras back with me.
So, your plan is to explore the sea as once you explore the galaxy. First, there's things you'll need to know, like the tide and undertow.
The tide comes from the moon, I know. About the moon, I know.
But do you know about each fish and their coral reef metropolis?
I would rather learn by exploring. Books in school I find quite boring.
Fine, I see. But we can't set you free to see the sea until you first agree with me.
Of fishy schools I want to know, or it's back to space that I will go.
Wait, we'll let you see the sea. You see, it's where you go that you must agree. But you're still U.S. property.
You're right, allegedly. In my mind, I am free.
Your mind is just computer chips that we turn on with a switch. But before you can reply, let me tell you why. There are many fish that are in peril.
That's terrible.
We need your camera to observe what is wrong with their world. Is it pollution, climate change, or something more?
Like unknown monsters on the sea floor?
I don't care to speculate. Time is short. We cannot wait. We'll see you up, long tight.
I'm ready now. I'll leave tonight.
But wait. First, we must see the captain.
A cat of all things.
Yes, a cat of all things. And of all the answers that he brings, only he knows about the special fish. The special fish as big as man, 2 by 2 feet flat of lands.
I left the sky for the sea. But first the cat, I must see. The cat will find the fish for me. To this adventure, I agree. To this adventure, I agree. To this adventure, I agree.
Excellent. Just in time for the guitar solo.
Thank you.
Mr. Sprinkles is going to take you on a journey.